Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Senator Chuck Schumer says the key to controlling COVID is the widespread distribution of rapid COVID tests.
Give them to community health centers, put them out on mobile vans, and let people get the tests for free. We have plenty of these tests. I helped write the law, the ARP law, that provided the money for these tests.
Senator Schumer is calling for a surge of COVID tests to be sent to states with the most Omicron cases, which he says includes New York. It's hard to believe there's a more New York story today than this one.
There really is a cream cheese shortage. Scott Goldshine ought to know. He's the general manager of Zabar's on Broadway and 80th Street.
Right now I have half of what I would normally use for December, and I'm calling all over the place, and most places that we buy from do not have anything.
Normally in December he uses 10 to 12,000 pounds of cream cheese. And Goldshine says nobody knows why there's a shortage.
If it's a supply issue, if it's an ingredient issue, if it's a labor issue. So that's what also makes this very difficult, that nobody knows exactly why.
Standing in line at Zabar's, Barbara was buying, you guessed it, cream cheese on a bagel. But suppose there was no cream cheese for the bagel.
It's a fish without a fin.
Carol DiIore, 1010 Winds on Broadway.
Don't tell anyone, but I will put anything on a bagel. Lox, whitefish salad, pesto and chopped liver together. Yes, don't knock it until you try it. But not cream cheese. Let's keep that one between us. On Broadway. One of the classics from Wicked, the Tony Award-winning musical, is dealing with COVID. Initially, Wicked canceled yesterday's performance due to the detection of COVID-19 positive cases. The show then canceled today's performances. All tickets will be refunded. Wicked is scheduled to take the stage again Tuesday night. New York Mets fans and old-time Brooklyn Dodger fans are nervous today. They are waiting to hear if the great Dodger first baseman and Mets manager Gil Hodges will finally be voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. The Golden Days and Early Baseball Era Committees of the Hall of Fame meeting to consider this year's ballots for election to the Hall of Fame. The results should be announced tonight at 6 p.m. Hodges was considered by many to be the best first baseman in baseball from the late 40s through the 50s, a member of that great Brooklyn Dodgers team with Pee Wee Reese and Jackie Robinson, Duke Snyder, Roy Campanella. And he was the manager of the 1969 Miracle Mets that won the World Series.
All the wonderful players that we had this year that have done such an outstanding job. And we must not forget all the beautiful fans that we had in Shea Stadium all year long. It's just been a great year.
Hodges died of a heart attack in 1972. He was 47. He has come this close to getting into the Hall of Fame in the past. Tonight, there is indeed rooting in the press boxes of New York City for Gil Hodges to get into the Hall of Fame.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.